Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Me llamo Alicia Stoliar.
Alan LaRue here. Newbie Series, lesson number 6. Why are you here?
Muy bienvenidos.
Yeah, hi everybody. We're recording from a quiet district called La Molina, which is in a sunny, beautiful area of Lima, Peru, one of the largest cities in South America. Isn't technology cool that we can be recording from here and it's going to there, coming out of your little headset? 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible.
Las maravillas de la tecnología.
So here we go, lesson number 6 of our newbie series.
Baby steps are the only real steps. If you've been with us since number 1, you have learned a lot.
Now, you could go to any Spanish-speaking country and not be completely lost in the language, which is an accomplishment in itself, and you should feel very proud.
We've got a lot in store for you, so let's get started right away.
A little recap always helps, Liz.
We've been talking about the verbs ser and estar, both of which in Spanish mean to be. Today, we're going to further our understanding of how to distinguish their usages, and we're also going to learn how to ask the question why.
Why?
¿Qué?
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 Nothing, sorry, Liz, I couldn't resist. Now tell us, where does our conversation take place today?
This lesson's conversation takes place in a party where Diego asks Ana why she is in Ecuador.
Ah, a little Spanish small talk. Always good, very useful.
Well, let's get into today's conversation.
¿Por qué estás en Ecuador?
Yo estoy en Ecuador para trabajar.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo tienes?
Yo soy bióloga.
Ah, eres científica.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
¿Por qué estás en Ecuador?
Yo estoy en Ecuador para trabajar.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo tienes?
Yo soy bióloga.
Ah, eres científica.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Por qué estás en Ecuador?
Why are you in Ecuador?
Yo estoy en Ecuador para trabajar.
I'm in Ecuador to work.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo tienes?
What kind of job do you have?
Yo soy bióloga.
I'm a biologist.
Ah, eres científica.
Ah, you're a scientist.
Alan, tú que viajas tanto, que te encanta viajar, ¿por casualidad has ido a Ecuador?
I've never been to Ecuador, but I know a couple scientists. My dad's a scientist. I think Diego should go for it with Anna. Hey, smart woman. Okay, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break these words down syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
So let's begin with...
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
Next we'll hear...
Para.
For. To. In order to.
Para. Para.
Now we'll listen to.
Trabajar.
To work.
Trabajar. Trabajar.
Next.
Tipo.
Type. Kind.
Tipo. Tipo.
Let's hear.
Tener.
To have.
Tener. Tener.
And finally.
Científico. Científica.
Scientist.
Científico, científica, científico, científica.
Liz, since we're talking about why, let me ask you a question. Do you know why we should begin our vocabulary usage section?
Why?
Because our first expression is why.
Clever.
Not really, and I apologize to you and to all of you.
¿Por qué estás contento?
Why are you happy? Well, hey, other than SpanishPod101.com success, I'm just overall happy about life, Liz, I gotta tell you. The school I founded, El Sol, is doing really well. Peru is beginning to boom. My family's good, my friend's good, and I can see too that you're great too. So, hey, that's...
Todo bien. Excelente.
Happy. All happy people here.
Okay. The phrase, ¿por qué? Literally means for what? That is, for what reason?
And we usually translate it as why. Now, in fact, if someone says something to you and you want to know the reason behind their claim, all you have to do is say...
¿Por qué?
Also, if you want to ask a complete question, the word order is por qué, then the subject, if it's explicit, then the verb, and then the direct or indirect object, if there is one. All right, Liz, can you help us out with an example? Because I know that was a lot of grammatical words.
¿Por qué estás triste?
Why are you sad? Great example, Liz, but I'm not sad. I told you, I'm happy. Come on, work is going well, life's good, Peru's booming.
Good, because the next word is trabajar.
As in?
Yo trabajo mucho.
I work a lot. Hey, Liz, don't we all?
So, the verb trabajar, which means to work, is a regular AR verb.
That means it belongs to the first conjugation.
That means that its conjugations will be the same as other regular AR verbs, like tomar, which we will look at in lesson 8 of this series. Alan, ¿qué tipo de profesor eres?
What kind of professor am I? Me? Well, hey, I run a private language school, which means I don't really have to teach that much anymore. You know, I have the great pleasure of finding great teachers, and they're doing all the teaching. In fact, you know, Liz, about the only time I really get to teach is in these lessons, Spanish Pod 101. And boy, it's great. I love it.
We enjoy these lessons. ¿Qué tipo de profesor eres? From this example, we can see that the word tipo literally means type.
And it can also mean kind, in the sense that we just used it.
If it doesn't modify anything, it usually has a derogatory connotation, as in este tipo, which we can translate as this guy.
Este tipo. But the word tipo is very commonly used, just like it is in English, to mean type or kind.
This brings us to the last vocabulary word of the day, which is tener.
Lizzie, how about one more example?
Ella tiene muchos amigos.
She has a lot of friends. That was a good one. Now, the verb tener is a really important one in Spanish. It's just as important as to have is in English.
Yeah, but I think it can be a little tricky.
Why do you say that?
For two reasons. First, it is an irregular verb, which means that its conjugations don't follow the most common patterns.
Okay, that's reason number one. Other reasons?
And second, it's not used as an auxiliary verb, which means that it is not used in expressions like I have eaten.
Aha, the verb haber is used for that, but we'll get into that distinction a little later on. For now, it's enough to remember that tener means to have, insofar as you have something or someone.
We started to distinguish the verb ser from estar, both of which mean to be.
Today we're going to pick up where we left off. Lizzie, where is estar in the conversation?
Yo estoy en Ecuador para trabajar.
I am in Ecuador to work. That's temporary.
Let's ask ourselves, why do we use estoy, which is a form of estar, instead of soy, which is a form of ser?
Hey, because here we're talking about location.
Whenever you are talking about the location of someone or something, the verb estar is always used.
Location, location, location. Another example always helps. Bring it on.
Okay, nosotros estamos en los Estados Unidos.
We are in the United States. Again, what we are talking about is where we are, which means we are talking about location.
And location requires the verb estar. Okay, now let's contrast this with the usage of the verb ser.
What a coincidence. We have an example from the conversation, Liz.
Yo soy bióloga.
I am a biologist.
Now let's ask ourselves, why are we using soy, which is a form of ser, instead of estoy, which is a form of estar?
Because we're talking about an occupation.
Remember that using the verb ser is like using an equals sign.
It's like saying I equals biologist.
I am a biologist.
Liz, how about a third example, just for good measure?
Con mucho gusto. Tú eres profesor.
You are a teacher.
Again, we are talking about an occupation, which means that a form of ser is required instead of estar. When you can say that the subject equals the predicate, then the verb ser must be used.
You know, that reminds me, Liz, when I first came to Bruin, I would call somebody on the telephone. I used to make that mistake. I would phone and say, Estoy Alan, you know, quiero hablar con Lizzie. And later on, I learned that I had to say, Hola, soy Alan. Lizzie está? Soy Alan, because soy is permanent. I'm always going to be Alan. But I would ask, Lizzie está? Because that's a location. Is she there or is she not there? So it's a location, it's temporary. And maybe she is there, and they'd say, sí, pero está dormida. And that's temporary. She is sleeping, but that's a temporary state. We would hope that's a temporary state, Liz. And they would ask, who are you? And I would say, soy su amigo. I am her friend. That's a permanent situation. It's a permanent scenario. So just recapping, hola, soy Alan. Lizzie está? Ah, está dormida? Bueno, yo soy su amigo, Alan, y pues llamaré de nuevo mañana.
Well said, Alan.
Okay, guys, that brings us to the finish line.
If you wanted to say that in Spanish, would you use ser or estar?
Lizzie, are you fishing for comments?
Yes, they need to know that we are there to answer their questions.
That's a good point. You guys heard the lady. Leave comments on the forum. Ask your questions.
And be sure to check out the vocabulary lists with audio in the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
See you soon, everybody.
Nos vemos pronto.
Ciao.
Bye.